Hagolol atumai. So you destroy pashut pshat hagolol means the junk, the manure of an animal. So you destroy it completely. So the mafarshim say galal means what causes the manure, what causes the waste. Your teeth that chew up the food. Whereas Rashi says hagolol means here Rashi's hanushain. It means here the teeth. Why? Shepamim agula. Lashon agola means uncovered that you can see it. Upamim achusa. Sometimes covered your teeth. Sometimes you can see. Sometimes not. Uksiv ve'yivar. That's how we know that galal means shame. Lishnach rina golol zerei. No, golol means like a manure. Comes out of the waste. Shashem of eris lamaichel. Because the teeth eats up the food. Venas is galal. Right. So come from this, the post tells that beer means shame. Now, Omamah, what we just say, Vishilach zu regel. The Torah says, Vishilach, it means the mazik of regel. The chain of the apostle says also, Mashalcha regel shodach amor. For the Markasha, Taimu, why are you saying now Vishilach means regel? Only because of this pasuk. Taimu, the kosher rachmona, Mashalcha regel shodach amor. Holav hochi, without this pasuk, in Yishayo, without this pasuk, but my mukmaslo, like what else could have we put the word Vishilach? In other words, we're asking the question, really, why do we need a proof from Yishayo, Pshita v'shilach has to mean regal? What else could it mean? E keren, if v'shilach means keren, siv, it says already, ki yigach. E shein, if you want to say v'shilach should mean shein, siv, that's a pasuk ubir. So pshita that v'shilach means regal. So why do we more need a raya for the pasuk in Yishayo, what else could it mean? So Mar says, no, that wouldn't be any proof. Itzrach, still I need a pasuk in Yishayo. Because without that, Salkot Adachim, I could have thought to say, Idi Vidi Hashem. Maybe I need two psukim by Hashem that Yechayiv, a pasuk of Vishilach, and a pasuk of Ubir. What do I need two psukim by the Mazik Hashem? I'll tell you like this. V'ho de Machal Yekarno, ho de Loi Machal Yekarno. One is where the animal eats up the food completely. It destroys the Keren, it eats up the food completely where there's nothing left. That's a bigger Mazik. Maybe there you chayiv. The Torah would have just said one pasuk. I would have thought to say you only chayiv when you machal yakarna, you eat up the food completely. But maybe when the animal just nibbles on the food and leaves over food and he ruins it, but he wasn't machal yakarna, he didn't destroy the food completely. There's still some stuff left over, just he ruined it. Maybe for that you're not chayiv. How do I know you chayiv even when you don't ruin it completely? Kamash malan. So I would have thought to say I need to psukim. Kamash malan, no, that's vishilach means regal. So Mari asked, if so, now. Now that you're telling me Vishilach means regal, and so you only have one pasuk gevia by Shane, if so, Shane the loy machal yikani minolam. If so, now since we only have one pasuk by Shane, just to be here, maybe that pasuk is only telling us where you destroy the food completely. But maybe when you don't destroy the food completely, maybe then you're not chayiv. How do we know that even when you're not machal yikani yichayiv, and we know yichayiv? So Mar says that's a svar already. Do me the regal that we learn out Shane from regal. My regal, just like my regal, there's no swar to make a difference. Leishna mechal yikana, leishna le mechal yikana, avshein, leishna mechal yikana, leishna le mechal yikana. Who did my shein? There should be no difference whether you eat it up completely or not. Just like by regal, there's no difference whether you trample on it completely or not. The same thing as swar applies by shein. There's no difference whether you eat it completely or not.
Now that what we spoke about before about the pshat, the Mora says, but odom islay mazlo. So he said, Rashi says the pshat is because he has das. But see now Rashi himself brings down the Lishon Achrina. Rashi himself brings down another pshat. What does it mean, the Odom, the Yisle Mazlo? So Rashi says, just V'yena noyach lahamisoi, benegifa. It's not easy to kill a benegifa. And the Kiveg here brings down to look at Rashi in Shabbos, on the Nun Gimlo Medbez. So there Rashi says, what's the pshat for Mazlo? Rashi says, Malach Sheloi Umelitzolo. So like we said before, that a person has a Malach, and the malach protects him. That's called a mazel, therefore a person has a mazel. It's easy to kill. That's why, there we say, mu'ud li'yodom, heavy mu'ud li'behema. But the opposite way, mu'ud li'behema, lo'y heavy mu'ud li'yodom. Okay, we'll stop here.
You're holding that, give a low and off. So again, we'll start on top again. Oh, my mar again. Vishilach, the pasuk says Vishilach, so we said Zuharegel. That means the mazik of regel. The chain one will be wrote on a pasuk also that says Mishalchi regel ashor viachamor. Gemara says time of the kosher achamor Mishalchi regel ashor achamor. Why do we say Vishilach means regel? Because of the pasuk. Holav hochi, without the pasuk, I would say it does not mean regel. Gemara says why? But my mukmaslo, like what else could you put us? What else could you think that Vishilach should mean? E Karen, if you want to say maybe it means the mazik of Karen. No, Ksiv, the Pasuk says ki yikach. E Shane, if you want to say maybe Vishilach means Shane, also no. Ksiv, it says a Pasuk of beer we had before already. If so, what's the habamina that Vishilach should not mean regal? Smur says, no, itzruch, no, do I need it? Because Salkotartach, I would have thought, Salkotartach Aminach, I would have thought to say, maybe Edi Vidi Hashem. Maybe both Sukkim, Ubir, and Vishilach both goes on the mazik that when your animal eats up food, that the owner has to pay for it. So the question is, what do I need two Sukkim for? So I'll tell you like this. For Hod the Machal Yikarno, Hod the Loy Machal Yikarno. Maybe one pasuk is we eat it up completely, we destroy it completely. And one is where it's not Machal Yikarno, you don't destroy it completely. The Rashi says a Chiddush, Rashi learns here, Loy Machal Yikarno means, they're going Sha'och La Aruga, eat up one row of food, but for Seifer Laslo Tzameach, it's going to grow back again. That's called Loy Machal Yikarno. But it doesn't grow back as good as it was at the beginning. But Obiyah, Hainu, Hechad, and Mechal, Yekarna, the Mashma, Obiyah, Shmavar, Lagamri, then it won't grow back at all. That's the way Rashi learns. But this Pesach doesn't make any sense. Even though he ate up a row of field, or one row, and it's going to grow back again, but the owner would have had it this way. The owner would have had two times also. So why isn't that called Mechal, Yekarna? So therefore, Pesach learns, Loi Mechal, Yekarna means you get the food dirty. That's all. The animal just gets it dirty, but doesn't ruin it completely. That's called Loi Mechal, Yekarna. So if we'd only said one pasuk, I would have thought to say a shein is only chayiv when the animal eats it completely. But the pasuk says ubir, mashmi, you have to destroy it completely. Maybe I would thought the second pasuk v'shilach also means shein, but in the case even when it does not destroy it completely, kamash malon, that's why I need the pasuk of mishalche regla shovei chamor to teach us now that v'shilach means regal and it does not mean shein. So Gemara says so. Pahashto diyokim na rego. Now that you're telling me pshan the pasuk v'shilach means regel, if so, shein the loy machal yikarna min olon. How do I know that the animal just ruins fruits, makes it dirty, but that does not destroy it completely? How do I know yichayiv? But the pasuk says ubir. Ubir means shein. Ubir means you destroy it completely. But maybe when you don't destroy it completely, maybe the owner is potter. So Maran says, no, here it's a svara dunya the regel. That shein is just like regel. Ma regal, just like by the mazik of regal. And Rashi explains, because by regal does not say the word ubir. So therefore, by regal only says v'shilach. So therefore, in svara, loishino mechal yikarno, v'loishino loy mechal yikarno. There's no difference how your animal does damage with its feet, whether it destroys the thing completely, or whether it just gets it dirty and just ruins it a little bit. The Torah only says v'shilach. Mashmi, any way the feet ruin it, yichayiv. So that's the svar by regal. I'll tell you, Av Shein, the same svar now we learned back to Shein, to say, my loishino mechal yikarno, for loishino loy mechal yikarno. It should not make a difference whether the Shein destroyed it completely or not. In both cases, the owner is chayiv. Oma Mar, Mar, before we just learned that the Pasuk says, ubir, so we darshin zu Hashein, this goes on the mazik of Shein when the animal eats up something with his teeth. The Chenuan, we brought down a pasuk also that says, Kasha Yivar HaGolo Atumai. So we brought a pasuk to say destroying it with a golo uncovered, like your teeth is uncovered, so we see your teeth have to do with the beer. So Mar says now also, Time of the Kosa Rachamana Kasha Yivar. How come you're telling me now that the word obir means shame? Because you brought down a pasuk in Malachim that says like that. Time of the Kosa Rachamana Kasha Yivar HaGolo Atumai. If the Torah, without this pasuk, I would say no. Ubiya maybe does not mean shame. Fred Gemara, b'maya kimno lo. What else would it mean? What else could you put it? Like for sure it means shame. Why do I need another pasuk to explain it for? E Karen, if you want to say ubiya means the mazik of Karen when the animal does damage with its horns. Ksiv, it says already in the Torah ki yigach. E regel, if you want to say ubiya means regel. Ksiv, it says v'shilach. So Pshita, when the Torah now says ubir, that a beer has to mean shein, what do I need a raya proof in the pasuk in Malachim for? Samara says, no, itzrich, yes, I need the pasuk also. Because without the pasuk, salka daita chaminach, I would have thought to say, edi v'edi are regal. I would have thought to say, both of them go on regal. Both ubir and both v'shilach, both psukim talk about the mazik of regal. What do I need two psukim for? I'll tell you like this. Ho di ozum amelo, ho di sholach shluchei. One is when the master sends out his animal, and then it does damage, that's when the master is chayiv. Because it says v'shilach, mashma, you sent him. But maybe when the animal walks around by himself and does damage, maybe then the owner is potter. That's why I need a second pasuk ubiyer, that even when the animal goes by itself, also the owner is chayiv. Kamashmalan, so therefore I need this pasuk of kasha yivar ha-gol la-tuma to teach us that no, that ubiyer means shame. So where is the question? If so, v'hash do diyuki ha-shein, now that you're telling me the second pasuk ubiyer means the mazik of shein, and it does not go back to regel, if so, regel the ozla memela minolon. How do we know now that if the animal does damage with its feet, and it went out by itself, that the owner is chayiv? Maybe the owner is only chayiv of vishilach when the owner sends him out to the street to do that. Sends him out, and then he does damage, that's when the owner is chayiv. But maybe if the owner didn't send the animal out, just he went out by himself, maybe that's not vishilach, maybe the owner should be potter. How do we know yichayiv? So Mara says, yes, the svari will tell you, dumi the shein. But now we learn out regal is like shein. Ma shein, just like by shein. Loishino sholcha shluchay. Loishno diyosu memelo. By shein, the posse does not say vishilach. By shein, the posse only says ubir. So there's no difference whether it went out by itself or whether the owner sent him by shein. If so, I'll tell you now, af regal, the same thing we learned back to the mazik of regal, even though here by regal the Torah says v'shilach, which really should mean only when the owner sends him out, still no, we learn out regal from shein to teach us, loishino sholcha shaluchai, loishino osdom amelam. There's no difference whether it went out by itself or whether the master sent him out, in both places the owner is chayiv for the mazik of regal. Now the Gemara says though, but still, v'lichta rachmona v'shilach, v'layboy ubir, still have the kasha though. What do I need two psukim v'shilach and ubir for? V'shilach for regal. And ubir for shein? No. Let the Torah just write the word v'shilach without the word ubir. Because the word v'shilach by itself, the mashma regal and mashma shein, the word by itself is mashma both. It's mashma shein and mashma regal. I should know both of them from this one word of v'shilach. Mashma regal, how do we know it means regal like we brought down? The pasuk says in Shayo, Mishalchi regal ashrov yachamor. It says clearly, Mishilach goes back to regal. Or Mashma shein, how do we know it also means shein? Because the pasuk says, Veshein behemois ashalach bom. So Mashma, the shein of the behemoth, I'll send out. So Mashma Mishilach could also go back to shein. Says, so what do I need a pasuk ubiyah for? Let the Torah just write the word Mishilach, and from here I would know both mazikim of regal and shein. Tumura says no. This I can't know. E lav krua yisair, if the Torah didn't write a second pasuk of ubiyar, have a minute, I would have thought to say from one word, vishilach, oi ho, oi ho. Either one or the other. Either it's shein or else it's regal. Oi regal, there's zeka motz. So either the pasuk means the mazik of regal. What's the mile of regal hazeka motz? It happens often. The animal walks, it's normal to walk. And when it walks, it tramples. So it's normal to do hezek that way. So maybe that's why you chayiv. Oy shein, or else I would say no. Maybe the word v'shilach true goes back to v'shein. You know why? The yesh hanoli hazekoi. The svar why the owner is chayiv if his animal eats something is because he's supposed to watch it. Because you know your animal enjoys eating. It has yesh hanoli hazekoi. That's the svar should have to watch it. So therefore, if it would have been just one pasuk v'shilach, a true v'shilach can mean either one of them, but I would have thought only one, either that or that, either shein or regal, but not both. That's why I need two psukim. So Mara says, no, why? Michti, let's see. Shkulim hein, they're both equal. They both have svaros to be mechayiv. Neither is greater than the other one. If so, when you have shkulim hein, they're equal, v'yavoyu shneim. Learn both of them. Because the svaros is the haim minayim mafkis. Which one can you throw out? You can't tell me shein, why not regal? You can't tell me regal, why not shein? So that's the svara that you should learn out both from the same pasuk. Svara says, no, still I would have thought not to. Itzrich, I still need the second pasuk of a beer. Because Tavka Tarta Chaminach, I would have thought to say, Hani mili hecha de shalosh luchay. True, even if a shilach would mean both, shein and regal, maybe the owner is only chayiv if the owner sent out his animal. Because the pasuk says v'shilach. Only if he sent it out, then the owner is chayiv both for shein and for regal. Avul ozlam amelo, But in the case where the animal went out by himself, the owner did not send him, so it's not pshat v'shilach, loy, maybe then you're not chayiv at all. Kamash malon. So that's why I need a second pasuk of Biyah to teach me now, even when the animal goes out by itself, also you chayiv. Just now, once we have two psukim, now already we say, since we find the pasuk of Biyah that goes on shame, therefore we say of Biyah means shame, and v'shilach means regal. Even though v'shilach could mean both, but now that we need the second pasuk of Biyah anyway, to teach us even in the case when the animal goes out by itself. So once we need this pasuk, we already put it by shame. So good, so b'kitzur we have the obvious of regel and the av of shame. Now the Gemara says, tolda de shame mahi. What's the tolda of shame? What's the tolda of shame? The Gemara says, l'tchachaka b'kaisel, if the animal rubs himself against the wool, he like scratches himself. L'hanosai, for his enjoyment. And Rashi says, v'filosai, and the wool caves in and does damage. Or it can for peris l'hanosai. Or the Gemara says, v'tint for peris l'hanosai. Or else he rolls on top of peris for his enjoyment. Rashi says, shenis galgul aleim gadera susim chamarim. Like a chamar, a donkey, and like a horse. Dainu zumi d'shein sheshinol yazeka. Kids, so they have enjoyment by rolling on the floor, and there's peris there, so they enjoy rolling on top of it. So these are the toldos of shame. They're not really using their teeth. They're not eating. That's why it's not an av. But it's a tolda, because it's the same fact that since you're having enjoyment, that's called yeshinol yazeka. Now the Gemara says, what should be the halachas of the tolda? So Gemara says, my shenor shame. Why do we say the av is chayit? The yeshinol yazeka. Because there's enjoyment. Therefore the owner is supposed to watch it. Umamainach, and it belongs to you. Ushmiras and lecha, you have to watch it. If hani nami here also the same svar as these toldas. Yeshinol yazeka. When the animal scratches himself against the wall, he's having enjoyment. You're supposed to watch your animal not to do that. Umamainach, and it's your mom and you own it. Therefore, Shmirasin Alecha, you have the mitzvah Shmir, and if you don't, you're over the Yisa, and therefore, Avadi should be Chayiv. So in Svara, the Toldos of Shane should be just like Shane. So Mar says true, Ela Toldos of Shane Kishane. The Toldos of Shane have the same Alecha like Shane. If so, the Chikoma Rav Papa, when did Rav Papa say that Toldos Seyam Lav Ki Yitzabem is not the same? Hatei, maybe I told you the regal. It goes on told you the regal. Because so far, Karen and Shane are equal. But the Gemara told of the regal mahi, what's the told of the mazik of regal? Hazeka the gufa. Regal means when the animal walks, it tramples over food, tramples over something. A told would be hazeka the gufa derechelucha. While he's walking, his body moves something, pushes something. Not the chif like we had before, where your body like pushes somebody, but just while it's walking, the body knocks over something. Real spesara derechelucha. He has long hair, and the hair when it's walking pulls something and ruins it. Or else Bishlif Sholahil, the bundles that are on top of the animal. While the animal is walking, the bundles hit something above and break it. Or else Bafrumba Yeshemapiya, there's the pit, the bit in its mouth. Or else Bazuk Shematavara, the bell around its neck. That's called the tolda of regal. That while the animal is doing the normal action of walking, of moving, it does damage. Fred Gemara, so, Maish no regal de Zekamotzi. Why do we say by the av of regal Yechai? Because it's a normal action of the damage. It's a zeka motzoi. It's a normal thing to walk. And it belongs to you, Shmiras and Lechi, you have to watch it. Hani Nami, these told us also a zeka motzoi. It's normal to happen. Whatever it has bundles on it, whatever has long hair, it can move, and while it's moving, it hits something. And so these things are also called hezeka motzoi. These hezek happens often. Umamaynach, and it belongs to you, Shmiras and Lechi, and you have to watch it. So of course you should be chayi for the told us of regal. The Gemara says true, have out of the Svar is, they'll have told of the regal regal. For the told of the regal also not the same halacha like regal. If so, the Chikom and Rav Papa told of the bor. Maybe where the Rav Papa say the told us are not like the Av, that's by bor. For the Gemara told of the bor, mani you. What is the told of the mazik of a ditch of a bor? You learn if you want to tell me Av Yud. An Av is when you dig a ditch, Yud Tfachim deep. The told the test, and the told is only when it's 9 deep. Tamara says, not loy, it's not true. Loy test ksivi, but loy yud ksivi. The Torah doesn't say yud 9 or 10. An av means what the Torah says. So just that the Torah doesn't say yud, the Torah doesn't say test. It can mean either one. So Rashi explains, as Tamara says, hold the kasha, that's not a kasha. The Pasuk says, yehaneis yeh loy amarachmona. The Torah says that if an animal falls into your bor, so your chai is to pay back the owner how much the animal is worth. Just the animal itself, they are made to yelai, you keep the corpse of the animal, you keep. Amrachmon. So you see what the Bora is talking about, where it kills somebody. Now, the Kimlul Rabbon, Rabbonah know that Yud Avda Misa. If a Bora is Yud Tfachim deep, and then if somebody falls in it and dies, we say it was the Bora that hit that killed him. But Tess, if the Bora is only 9 Tfachim deep, then the Zikin Avdi Misa Le Avdi. That's a Metzias that it's not supposed to kill. And it's only supposed to damage you. And therefore the locker is, if you only have a bar that's less than Yud Tfachim deep, it's only 9 or 8, and somebody falls in and dies, you're putter, you don't have to pay for it. But then we say it's not the bar that did it, but there's something wrong with he himself, it's not called Yuki, your bar killed him. So kids, so there is a possibility to say that Yechayiv Misa by Yud. So maybe if the bar is Yud Tfachim deep, that's the Av, and if it's only 9 Tfachim deep, it's only a Tolda. The Mar says no. Saif, both ways, Ze'av l'misa, ze'av l'nizokin. True, the Torah says that if the bor kills somebody, you're chayiv. That's when it's you deep. True. So when it kills somebody, you're only chayiv if it's at least you tfachim deep. But if somebody falls into an 8 tfachim deep bor, you're also chayiv midirayis. So why isn't that also called an av? It's for nizokin. Just if somebody got damaged there, then avad yechayiv. There should be no difference. So as long as you dug a ditch, whether it's 10 tfachim or 8 tfachim, they both should be called an av. That's not the Tolda. For Nizokin, even a 5 Tfachim deep bor should be called an av. It's mamash a bor, a ditch. Tamar says, Elo. Rather, what's called the Toldois by bor? Elo ha'avnoi sakino masoi. If somebody put a stone or a knife or his weight or his bundles, she'nicham b'shus rabin. He put it down in the middle of b'shus rabin. V'yazayka, somebody now came and tripped over them. So that's called the Tolda of bor. You did not actually dig a ditch. You only put down your bundle in the middle, which is Rabin. You put down your stones there, or your knife there. And now somebody tripped on them and hurt himself. You're chayiv, that's a Tolda. So take it down, what are we talking about here? Idi afkirinu, if when you put down these stones, you were mafki your stones, you made it hefkum. Fred the Gemara, so, vein the Rav, vein the Shmuel, hain the Bor. That's mamish the mazik of Bor. Rashi says, the Tavai Yomar, they both say, that kol takola shehipkar, nafkula mi Bor, the chayiv. Kiyecha the Bochi, which is Rabin. Yavi Hefka, so what, that any time you masquer it, that Shita is Bor Avadi Yechayim.
Why do you have to be masquer?
Someone says, Idi, after Midrash Shul, Hain the Bor.